you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Asian Avengers, so weak.
The Asian Avengers, so weak, so fuckable, bro, you know? Whoa, there's five Asian guys together?
Together. Did you ever go through a stealing phase?
Do I think everyone should have a gun? Maybe.
You can look me up, I don't care, I'll fight you, I don't care.
You want to get high as fuck? You like opium?
And welcome back to another episode of Asian Not Asian Podcast, a podcast where two Asian guys, not from Asia, talk about American issues no one cares about. I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
Hi, and I'm Mike Nguyen.
Today is July 12th, coming at you on a nice Sunday morning.
Beautiful Sunday.
And if you are listening to this on your phones right now, please take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag us at Asian Not Asian Pod, and we'll retweet it. And we'll make you famous because we are famous. Speaking of famous, this is, I mean, I know that I'm half joking, half being serious, but we are famous to some people, Mike.
We're famous to a small cadre of 50 people. We're very famous.
They think we're gods.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets a little out of control. I had a very strange experience recently, I don't want to say stalker, okay? That's a pretty aggressive word, but I did have something happen to me that included an anal, and it scared me a little bit, okay? So yeah. I want to talk to you about it.
That's an Asian, not Asian listener. That's what we call one of our fans.
That's right.
One of our 50 fans. We have them.
That's right.
Yeah, you were telling me about this, but I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't quite following. So what happened?
So basically, somebody else told me this. Somebody else screenshotted a fake Instagram profile with my picture on it and was like, hey, this person has been commenting on like a lot of our stuff. Is this you? And I look and I'm like, no, that's not me, but the profile picture is me. This person didn't use my name. They were just using a picture that I had posted on Instagram like 3-4 years ago as their profile picture. Didn't use my name or anything like that. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So then I started like looking into it, and this person's name was on the thing, and I was like, this person's name sounds familiar. Why do I know his name? And it's because this person has been looking at my LinkedIn profile like every day this week, and I get like an email notification, right? So I'm just like, I thought it was a recruiter or something, but because I didn't recognize his name, and I was like, oh my god, this is that fucking same person. So So I like found her. I don't know if it's a him or her. I'm just going to say her because it makes me feel better. I found her, and she has been if you have a Hack City or something like that, she'll like DM, be like, haha, this is a great show, whatever.
Right.
It's pretty harmless. But when I saw that thing, I got freaked out. So I messaged her and I was like, hey, are you a stalker? Like, I was like, what is this all about? And she was like, no, I am a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, dude.
And then I was like,
"Are you fucking around with our Patreon subscribers? They have access to all parts of our lives."
That's
okay?
What I said. That's what I said. I was like, "Well, why didn't you say so earlier, dude? Go ahead, decapitate my whole family. I don't give a shit."
For $10 a month, worth it. All right, worth
yes.
it. I will
yes.
personally send you where Fumi's parents live. Okay, $20. $20, and you get to torture them. Okay,
I looked them up. I looked this person up, and not even $10. This person's a $5 tier.
Hey, $5, man. $5 is better than $0. All right, I'm on this person's side. I don't see what the problem is at all. This is fantastic.
So I was like, you know, it's all good, bro. Keep using my picture, and that's when I knew that I sold my soul to the comedy devil, because I'm not, you know, you hear stories all the time from a lot of, especially a lot of female comedians with like guys being creepy and shit like that. But for me, like, okay, I don't like creepy people around me, but if you drop the magic words, aka I'm a Patreon subscriber, then like, yo, you can watch me sleep. I don't give a fuck.
Yo,
you know?
Yo, that's going to be the new tier, okay? All right? Subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/AsianNotAsianPod. Unlock sleeping Fumi tier. That's $50. Okay. $50. And we got the webcam. We'll get you the link. No problem. Okay. It's on our OnlyFans. I mean, here's the thing though. So was this person, they weren't saying they were you. They just had your picture.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and I'm, you know, hey, if you're uncomfortable, you know, I guess that's valid. I have to validate all feelings, but you know, whatever, Fubi. So
I wasn't uncomfortable.
No, but here's the thing though. Here's the thing is that like, that's the thing is that like, as we become more famous, you know, AKA going up to 52, 53, 54 fans.
Yeah.
There are going to be people who, just like, you know, like it's like there are people who, you know, have, their favorite singer or whatever as their, you know, thing. It's like Beyonce I was a big Beyonce fan. I might have Beyonce as my avatar because she's so fierce.
But it's like, you know? I mean, yes, if there was a famous person on that profile picture, I get it. It's like, oh, how ironic. But I guess I just wasn't ready for that because, I mean, as you said, I'm not Beyonce. I guess that's the answer, you know?
Yeah. But people don't know how... people don't know how unfamous we are.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? That's true.
So like, you know, and I guess that's the thing is that like as we get bigger, quote unquote, or if we do get bigger, then you know, more and more of that stuff is going to come out, and eventually, here's the thing that I'm sort of waiting for is that eventually there will be a fan account of this podcast, so it'll be like Asia Not Asian fan account. And yes. Then it'll be cool because it's like, hey, we got a fan account. But then at the same time, we'd be like, oh, well, now we don't really control the narrative as much as we do right now because there's only one Asia Not Asian account.
And you know what I'm saying?
It's like later on, there's going to be like a Fumi fan account or a Mike fan account. And, you know, we're going to see our own things like repeated back to us. And there's going to be like if we get big enough, there's going to be like a Reddit community and. Those are things that like other comedy podcasts have. Like, I mean, there's like tons of you know, JRE clip fan accounts and subreddits that aren't controlled by those people. And you know, it's weird right now because we're really accessible. Like if people I mean, anyone who messages me, I immediately respond and just go,
thank you.
Thank you for responding to me and validating my feelings.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't do that to Joe Rogan or to you know, even to like, you know, bigger other comedians. But like for us, we're so desperate. We're just like, yes, thank you.
I mean, have you had any like weird fan interactions like that?
I mean, we got like, you know, the thing too, I think, is that if you're like a fan of a podcast, like if you're a podcast listener, you're like already... like a, you know, you're like an otaku, right? You're like you're an auditory otaku because if you're really into podcasts, you're not just like scrolling and like liking something and moving on with your life. You're like delving deep. There are some people who like delve super deep in our podcast and like listen to a bunch of them and, you know, come to our shows and like, you know, people who come to our shows and listen to us and like they'll like say all these things like, you know, oh, hey, remember that time you said this? And I'm like, I do not remember shit.
I'll
say something and it's just gone. And I'm just you know, so I think, you know, I haven't had anything where it's super strange, but I do know, you know, I knew doing what you mean I'm grateful. Like I'd rather have someone watch me sleep because I'm putting that content out there.
Every day
I'm sleeping and every day I wake up and nobody's watching and I'm like, putting this content out there for nothing. So I want to have that out there. But I haven't had anything too weird, but I suspect that, you know, it's going to start happening more and more, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I want to talk to our guest today about is...
Oh, yes.
Yo, these internet fans be crazy. That is the theme of this podcast today.
Internet is crazy, man.
It really is. And I've got other TikTok stories I'm going to get into later, but...
Oh, yeah.
Let's, you know, because, I mean, they're really... I mean, we love you guys, anals, but, like, the shit people say on the internet or, like, people do on the internet, it's really beyond logic. Like, I just can't believe...
As I would say, on the whole, the internet, net negative, okay? I would
For
say
sure.
On the whole... Like, we were just fine with Encyclopedia Britannica and Wikipedia or whatever, and like, porn, I guess. Like, that was good. And then everything else after that, bad. Not a good idea. We should have just stopped at, well, once we made Pornhub, stop the internet. That's all we need. And Wikipedia. That's it. So
our guest today, I kind of want to talk to him about this because, you know, he's getting up there, bro. He's getting more and more famous. And yep. it's really fun to watch him grow. And listen, this guy, we've known him for a long time. But I described this guy as invincible because I really thought that when the pandemic happened, I thought that this would take him down. But oh, boy, yeah. was I wrong.
Good
I
point.
I thought it was going to take him down. But
I mean, his body mass index alone suggests sure. that he is highly sure. susceptible to disease.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he would die telling like one last terrorist joke to his nurse and die. I thought that was going to happen. Yeah. But I was so wrong. He's so alive and he's like a comedy roach, bro. You can't destroy him.
You
Nothing.
Can't,
you cannot yeah. destroy this guy.
You irradiate him with radiation. And he just mutates into a funnier form, and he's just like, oh yeah, you like that? You like antennas, you know? And just keeps exactly. coming at you, yeah.
So so excited to have him on. He is the host of the Mango Bay podcast, and he's just such a funny stand up comedian, one of our good friends. So everybody, give it up for the hilarious Usama Siddiqui.
Comedy Roach. Comedy Roach.
Comedy Roach.
Yo, motherfuckers can't win, bro. I stay getting credits, bitch. What?
Well, welcome to the show. I don't know where should we start, Fumi.
We're going to start here, bro. I don't know okay. if you probably, I don't know if you were listening to what we were talking about earlier, dude, but quick, we're talking quick. About...
Yeah, you know, I heard everything. We can do a couple yes. quick things because I was relating incredibly yes, yes. hard.
Go.
Right now,
go.
Evolve, we're both at a place right now. Y'all little head. Y'all started a year before. Y'all grew... And we're now at the place where you kind of were a couple months ago, where we have only 5 fans who are living for us. Like if one episode didn't come out that week, they're ready on the bridge, waiting for the pod. And then they see the episode and they like get off the bridge. That's the level of fans, right? We have a couple of those, right? And yeah. you don't realize the level of, because we have the same kind of fans, but add some religion onto it, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the Asians are, you know, beautiful people, but the religion is more amorphous, right? Mm. With us, more codified, right? So we have these crazy fans who are like, listen, all I want to say is you're the funniest podcast I ever saw in my life, but you're going to burn in the hell for eternity. So it's this weird mix of like, they love us, but religiously, they can't.
Do you have any like? Do you have any like weird stalker or DM stories or anything like that? And so, I don't know if they're coming from your. You know, obviously you have your own following from your stand up, right, but you also got Mango. Some overlap. Like, sure. yeah.
So it's intertwined, right? The Mango and the Usama, it's all the same now because that's such a part of my life. I don't know if y'all do that. It's become intertwined now.
Right.
Mango Bay is as important as comedy to me. It's like the other part of it.
Yeah.
I'm like in year one of Mango Bay. That's how I'm looking at it, right?
Yeah.
So you have people who are like all come in every size. We'll get a lot of tit pics.
Oh, you get tit pics?
We do not get these.
We don't get any tit pics.
Go ahead, keep going. What is this? No high speed internet goat boob shots.
Yeah. Y'all are like getting hot girl DMs like platonically. Great part.
Like it's always like that.
It's always like, can you look over my resume? I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, that's really what we're getting. Okay, so meanwhile, okay, so you're getting that.
You get some Indian tip picks. Okay, what else?
Indian tip picks. You know, vast races. We got a couple of whiteys in there too. Shouts to the fetishizers, you know? Then we got a lot of random, again, the Muslim hate. And the Muslim hate's always from this guy with no face in his avatar. You know what I'm talking about? You know those weirdos? If your IG avatar is not a face, you're a fucking school shooter, right? Like that's
right, right.
So, you know, the one that is like just a scimitar and some Arabic on the, you know, that one. You know?
He's at the training camp, but he's taking five from the training camp.
They're like, you must go to the mountains to train. I'm like, actually Monday is when it drops the episode. And maybe I come Tuesday after I. But yeah, so he's like these crazy kind of Muslim dudes. And, you know, they have like Arabic. You have to translate their caption on their bio.
Those weirdos.
So we have that fandom. And they're hilarious because they'll try to say you're going to hell. But they're not scary because their grammar sucks. You know what I'm about? So like, they'll be like, hell you going tomorrow. And it's like, I'm quaking.
Yeah.
So we have that. Then we have the weirdo 12-year-old Mumbai people. You have those?
Interesting.
Like, the kids who are like too young to really be your fan, but just love the fuck out of you. And they're like, hey man, you're really amazing. And then they give you like a cheat code for PUBG or something like that.
Yeah. They give you a Bitcoin. Yeah. I got you.
Hey, what's your Fortnite ID? I'm like, we have that fandom. So we have all these types of weird fans. Then we have like the mother of three who's like, hey, I look the cool mom who's like 35, but got kids too early and is like using us as like her erotic novel kind of thing.
Oh, nice. Wow.
A lot of weird shit in the mango life, dude.
Yeah. That's interesting that you get hate. That's funny. So we don't get tit pics, but we don't get hate. And I guess that's our trade-off. That's our trade-off.
We don't have tits, but we also have don't have terrorists.
We don't have terrorists. So that's the trade-off. And I'm okay with that.
That's okay. I'm all right with that.
I said I'd be down if there was terrorists with doing a tit pic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a nice Venn diagram intersection right there.
That video is just her undoing a lot of wires, you know? It's like...
Oh my god. Well, speaking of internet shit, you know, internet commenters and stuff like that, you have a lot of stuff on the internet that's kind of getting a lot of traction right now. Mainly, you know, you were on America's Got Talent and you talked a lot about it on our Hack City show the other day. I want to talk about that a little bit because I did it last year. And it's crazy because when you were auditioning, it was like right before Corona.
Yeah.
And that shit could have totally canceled your plans, but luckily you got in there and you got out. But I had a very strange experience with it, and I just want to know, like, kind of if you can relate or if it was completely different for me. Because when I went, I kind of talked to you about this last week, but they were, from the get-go, talking to the producers, they really wanted to hack it up. And, you know, by hack it up, I don't really mean that like in a derogatory way, but the show is for middle of America, so they, you know, they're like, okay, you're Japanese, okay, great, like Pokemon, Digimon, like, what you know what I mean? Like, they're like, what are you
throwing right there at you?
Yeah.
Sony, Toyota, bam, yeah.
I said this before on a podcast, but like, when they asked on the interview with the camera, they're like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Chiba. And they're like, cut, no, can you please say you're from Tokyo? And I was like, what the fuck? Do you want me to just say I was born in a pagoda or some shit? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck do you want me? Like,
I am the Buddha.
They should have done, you know how they always do tragedies? Like, that's the whole thing. As sad as you can get.
Yes.
I wish that they did a story with you, but their story is that you got hurt by Eradicate when you were young. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a Pokemon-based AGT story. You know what I'm talking about? If I win the $1 million, I'm going to buy a Master Ball to catch Mewtwo. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to renovate my gym. It's gonna be-
The funniest thing about the whole thing, and you know the whole process, a couple things that blew my mind, and you were essential to me into figuring all this out, because you were, you know, you're like this dude now. I feel like you're this dude who, like, you, like, crack the wall, and I, like, punch it, and everyone's like, Usama, you just, look at you, you destroyed the wall. And then you're over there, like, dead from all the work you just did. I remember
the show. We were talking to you about like what was going to happen and stuff like that. But tell us about it.
The funniest thing is they tried to get they film you in the back doors to get like some little story points on you, right? To see if they can make a story. So I did the interview. I went sad on the homeless and the crack shelter and all that sad shit we all know, right?
Yeah.
But they also tried to get me like do a mom storyline.
Yeah,
right?
FaceTime
my mom, right?
But
here's the thing.
Yeah.
They don't realize that my mom is an immigrant-ass bitch, right? So they're trying to get these like heartfelt scenes, and it's not working because my mom is
your
not
mom
giving
give a
me
fuck.
Shit. So they would film a whole scene with me FaceTime my mom and be like, yeah, that was good. Can your mom like say I love you like once maybe? Or...
The phone just immediately disconnects. Just disconnects right there. Explodes in your hand.
Yeah, the phone disintegrates.
Just explodes, yeah.
I don't know what you think. This is impossible. Like, the fact that she even picked up is crazy, you know? Like, they're coming from a white family background.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're coming with that. Like, oh, it's no problem to say I love you and good luck. Good luck. What no the fuck way. Does that mean? You know,
no dude, way. That's fucking hilarious because yeah. they tried to get that to me, and when they asked my parents, I just laughed in their face, and then so then they made me call Maria, my girlfriend. So
oh
I,
wow, really?
I mean, obviously, like my thing wasn't shown, but like they filmed me and Maria FaceTiming because like she's white, so she's like, oh, I'm so proud of you, baby. She never calls me baby, but she did, you know, just to, like just she never calls me about that, but like she fucking upped the white Mother Teresa figure or whatever the fuck they wanted, whatever yeah. they wanted from Usama's mom. Yes. I made her. Yes. Do. But
my mom was like, I'm proud of you. And they're like, God. Dude, I mean,
she's critiquing the script. She's just like, I would never say this. This is what does this mean? Yeah, I'm proud of you. What does that mean?
Yeah. Everything's a question.
Now, what? What is that? I live for you? Whoa, who would say this?
Fired. Fired. You're fired. Everyone's fired. I have to like show them that they're fired. My mom said you're fired. Sorry. The craziest thing about this whole thing is I talked to you about it before. And what I didn't know and what freaked me out was that you got four yeses, a standing O, and then you didn't get through. And I'm like, well, that could happen. There's no truce anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I didn't realize, well, it makes sense for a reality show that they don't record exactly how much they need. It makes sense that they would record double what they need and then call from that. It makes total sense, right? But what that means is a lot of people think their dreams are going to be fucking, you know, matched.
Yeah.
And it's not. Mm-hmm. So what you see in that room, and you've been there, a lot of people who are like, because we're stand-ups. We see sadness every day, right? We're the taint of showbiz, right? All we see. Right. Is rejection, and we're very akin to it. We walk in like, dude, this is crazy. Don't even think about wanting this. Just don't.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But then you look inside. I'm sure you saw this for me. Just the fucking lights in these kids' eyes. Like, well, yes. Yeah. Yes.
What's interesting was because I was watching the thing, and they did a really good job of like, oh, you know, you've been homeless and all these things. And and then they were saying like, oh, so this is kind of, they kind of make it so that like AGT is like your shot.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's a big deal. You know, lots more people see you. You got, you know, a lot of views. But I know that even if like Simon Cowell looked you dead in the eyes and said you should quit, you would just turn this into a bit. You would just evolve again like another roach.
Like a roach.
Into something else. Like, this is nothing for you. Like, for stand-ups, we're like, oh my God, I bombed in front of everybody. What a great day. Because I stole a muffin on the way back out. I stole a muffin. So everything's great. You don't give a shit. But like everybody else is like juggling. There is no like juggling open mic, you know, like, yeah. Oh, this is their shot for a lot of people. Right. But yeah, go ahead.
Also, that's the saddest story of all time is some people are just jugglers. Dude, that's what they chose to be. that was their choice in life, was to be a juggler. What? Fuck. Yep. Yeah. And it's like, dude, I honestly, the cutting is so racist too, the way they edit it, because the pagoda thing is true. If you look at my video, Mike, go back and look at my video. When they asked me at the interview of like, hey, what do you do for a living? I say I tutor math on the side. They cut to two little Asian boys in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Swear to God. And they're not people I tutor, but they look like I would tutor them. You know what I'm saying? You know?
These are the actual kids. They looked up from the textbook. Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah.
they just threw textbook. They're like, don't film it. It's like very much like it's a very ubiquitous show.
Yeah,
you realize
it's
not a comedy crowd.
Millionaire. Yeah, for sure.
Slumdog Millionaire. This is not a comedy crowd. This is a Vegas-y casino crowd. You're doing a casino crowd, basically.
Yeah.
And that, knowing that, is a whole different ballgame, because all they want to see is you twirl fire, and then they're like, "What comedy? What the fuck?" It's young kids. It's fucking. It's just not the crowd that they're like, oh yeah, I'm in. I'm in. So it's tough. And 2 minutes to fucking get a four judges. One who's famously known for destroying careers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not only is it you're doing a comedy for 2 minutes after an interview.
Yeah, that was weird.
Also, you're doing it for one of the most unimpressed human beings to ever have walked the earth.
You know what I'm saying?
It's insane, dude. It's an insane.
Dude, did you, I know you talked about this a little bit at the show, but, you know, you're talking about everybody has a sob story, right? Did you meet any weirdos out there? I met a shit ton of weirdos, dude. Yes. And it's sad. Yeah. So there's the sob stories, and the other sad part is, you know, the people who are there to make an ass out of themselves, but they don't know it. So when I went, there was a comedian from New York. He is clearly so new. He did puppets. I actually think he made it on, but he was basically flown out there with his mom to get no stars, right?
Yes,
but he didn't.
Yes.
He didn't know that, and it was really sad watching him do interviews because, like, during the interviews, you know, and that's like the B-roll stuff. People love him because he's being an idiot, right? But on the stage, you just know no one's gonna like this shit, right? And it's like really sad. And I want to see if you saw anything that or
actually, I exclusively made friends with bad acts. I didn't know, and it was heartbreaking because
classic
the whole
stand-up
day,
comedy, yeah,
the whole day, right? Stand-up is you finding friends that you end up realizing are not good people.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The elephant trainer that beats their elephant. You're like, I'm with you, buddy. Right. That's good, Sammy.
That's his talent.
But that's nothing compared to the elephant trainer. But then you realize, oh, he also fucks it too. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you think it's like a bad, but then it becomes so much worse than you actually could even imagine. So I made friends with like two or three guys, and I'm like, oh, what nice friends to be in my life for the rest of my life. And then I see their act, I'm like, dude, I think you might have rabies, dude.
Oh my god!
I think you have a raccoon bit you, and you thought you're talented. And I was dismayed because I was like, I wanted to meet some talented ass people, but really, it's America's got mental problems. I think.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Well, I was scared because I had a joke that was gonna shit on Simon a little bit. You know.
I saw that. Yeah.
So I was scared of doing that joke because my whole set was predicated on that one joke. If that joke failed, my whole set would have been done. If that joke killed, then I would have been done, right? So I was scared of that. I was scared of Simon. He was mythologized before. You know, he's kind of this like symbol, this archetype, this new archetype of the unimpressed judge, right?
That's what
he is, right? So I was scared of that. I was terrified of like just bombing and then that being shown on screen. I know the show. They don't show the bombs.
Yo. But were you really scared of bombing though?
Here's the thing. It's more that I bet you you could, you know, hey, you guys are comics. We're comics. We could go up there. We're going to do our thing and we're going to get them. But I could see them edit it so it looks like you bombed.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I could
see that happen for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyways, yeah.
Exactly. They just cut out the fucking decibel lower, the laugh. So it's all the people like, you know. So I was definitely on that. Like, I don't know what the show's going to be. You know, I was like, dude, it's 2 minutes. I'm going to do two jokes that I know have killed in every room. I took like a dirty joke, made it, cleaned it the fuck up,
paralyzed,
scrubbed it the fuck up.
And then the
Simon, just Simon was terrifying, dude. Like you were scared of Simon, right? Fool me, like it was.
Dude, because when I did it, he came late in his Bentley. Like he was like an hour late and the whole show was delayed or whatever. Yeah. But that's classic Simon or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, he was scared. But I think that our judges were different because I had Gabrielle Union. And you had the girl from, you had the woman from Modern Family.
I
guess Gabrielle Union quit because there was like Simon was being racist or something.
I don't know.
That article came out later. It was like a whole thing.
Is Colombian less of a race? I feel like it's
they just like lightened up the skin. They're like, okay, well, Simon doesn't like black women, so let's get
there we go.
I was a little bit scared of him, but I also, I obviously wanted all the votes, but also like, not trying to sound cocky or anything, but you know, Usama, you know this too. Like we are humble, but we also know what we can do, and
it's
1,000 people who are ready to be entertained. So like, I wasn't that concerned about bombing. It was more like, oh, what if he says something really mean and I start crying or something?
That's funny.
And then like 19,000 anals like go fucking like TP in house. This is from the anals. God damn, insane, dude. Yeah, so it was harrowing, dude. The experience, just the lead up, because like you're about to go on stage, right? And then they're like, right before you go on stage for the kind of this crazy set, they're like, hey, can you do 19 interviews real quick?
Oh yeah.
In the back, like yeah. And you see like some trapeze act. Like, you know, some like, I don't know, Bolivian blind trapeze act, right? Some hook, right? I'm a trapeze artist, but I have leukemia or some crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, right? And then you have like the mom, like, so you have this crazy environment where they're giving you marks, they're giving you places to go, they're giving you interviews, all 30 seconds before you go up and do this thing. So there's no regard for staying even. There's no regard for like, hey, let's make sure he can like do this. It's like, I'm a cameraman. I need this footage. Let's go. It's very hectic.
Did they make you do anything like that you were uncomfortable with in terms of like it, leveraging your brownness? Because I know when I went, there was a comedian from Japan. And
I feel with Fumi, like his experience is like, okay, did they also take you to this back room? And did they film you doing some stuff you didn't want to do, but they said that you were going to be a star and you did it anyways because you didn't know any better?
Why does Fumi start shaking when we say Simon Cowell?
Did
you
make
okay,
you
buddy?
Bend over?
Yeah. What happened, Fumi?
He touched me here.
Here's the thing. In AGT, if you don't have a sad story, they'll give you one. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, all right, get over here. All right. Yeah. So dude,
well,
it's so funny. The level of Japanese they made you, and it's so funny. I think your season, they had another extra Japanese guy. So like, I guess they were like, oh, he's willing to sell his whole culture out. Let's go with him. They like, the cameraman just come with like a samurai sword, laid it on the ground next to you, walk back slowly.
Let's see what happens.
Do what you will.
Dude, honestly, that's
a samurai sword.
They can't resist.
It's so crazy to say, but what they did was worse because they made me like pray next to this Japanese guy.
Well,
like,
yeah,
this Japanese guy was like Shinto or some shit, and he like, this is how he prepares for comedy shows. So they made me pray and do like om and like weird like Buddhist shit. Like, I would have taken the sword because at least swords are fucking cool.
Yeah.
Can you, real quick, commit seppuku? Like, real quick?
Just very quickly. I just want to see a little intestine. Just a little intestine.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also FaceTime your mom and be like, I commit seppuku.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And your mom being like, I'm proud of you.
She's Indian for some reason now.
Call Usama's mom, okay?
I call Usama's mom.
Was there any other like positioning they tried to make you do where you're like,
of course,
this is kind of weird, but you know what? I'll do it because I'm starving.
They tried to get me to give a lot of media of my shitty past. Like, they're like, hey, can you go to your homeless house and take a picture and go inside and maybe risk eviction, like getting punched in the face by the new owner. Like, they wanted you to go, like, become Bear Grylls for your own past. Like, can you go back to ninth grade and fly to Dallas and take a picture of the one place where you got punched in the... Like, they really wanted the media. So that was a lot of the issue, trying to find the media. And you see, like, they said I'm homeless, and then they took a picture of me, like, sleeping at my dorm room.
Nobody
gives away. It's just context. It's all context based.
That's funny. Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's the stories are true, but like the way they edit it is for maximum emotional
maximize
effect.
That. Did yeah.
Oh, I was gonna just kind of bring it back to the thing we were talking about earlier. But you know, we were talking about people internet going crazy and stuff, and you know, we're all on TikTok now, and people say some crazy shit on TikTok, right? Like, post fun. Like, I'm posting stand up on there because I think it's fun. I'm joking about, I posted something recently about Asian MILFs and how you don't see a lot of Asian American MILFs. People went off in my upset. I thought I was gonna get canceled. People started listing names. He's like, you are wrong, you are mistaken, you are misinformed. Like, people go really hard on the internet. So this kind of, you know, taking into account this kind of behavior, did you get any like weird hate on your YouTube videos? Cause I know it's got millions of views right now, and I think it's every comedian's instinct to just be like, let me see if there's like, you could get 1 million, this guy's hilarious, and one, fuck this bitch, and then you're gonna want to quit comedy, you know? So have you been reading the comments? You know, what's going on with that?
Then you see the comment name, it's Nargis Siddiqui. You're like, every fucking time.
Yeah.
Come on. Bro, you know how comedy works, bro. Like, we're lucky in the sense that we cater our podcast to, like, you know, our race or whatever. That's kind of a lot of the people that enjoy it, and the people that we attract are like nice. When you go out into the world, though, you know, sometimes you go out into the world, throw a clip out. I mean, it's 2.3 million. That's a lot of love. It's gonna be a lot of hate too. You know, you're gonna get a lot of shit. Plus, it's a sterilized format, so you're gonna get people being like, "Whoa, what kind of comedy is this?" Like, dude, this is how comedy is on TV. You know, it's all sterilized and you can't really go into the thick of it and get really into it. So a lot of people go off. I got to do the comments on TikTok though. Like, Instagram is all like, hey man, keep
it
up.
Good stuff. Super funny.
TikTok is like, dude, I don't like that you were born. That's a problem.
Yeah,
you're alive. And dude, the stuff I get, the worst one I ever got was terrorist, but also annoying. That's what I got.
Oh my God.
You know what though? You know what I like about terrorists? Usually they're not annoying.
Yeah, they're not.
That's the main thing.
They're just kind of get to the point, you know.
They're blowing they're blowing up innocent people, but you know what? They're not overstaying their welcome. Okay? Yeah. That's what's
right.
You know what I'm saying? They take their shoes off before they blow up the building. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Terrorists never laugh at their own bombs, you know?
Like, yeah. Come on.
You know, terrorists at least terrorists are only loud once when they blow up. You're loud like the whole day, all right? That's a lot.
So annoying. Oh my God.
Wow.
The thing I wanted to get into this because we put out our TikToks, our stand up clips, and the ones that I know it's going to do well when people fight on the comments. And sometimes what I try to do is, let's say my I had one recently and it was like about my wife, when we were dating, she said she wouldn't date me because I wasn't tall enough, right? And so I titled it "Why Women Don't Date Short Men."
Sure.
And I knew, I was like, this
clickbait,
is going to cost. Yeah, I was like, this is going to cost some shit. And of course, what happens? What's the best case scenario? Is when you are kind of above it, and the two people fight amongst each other.
Oh yeah,
because then they're fighting each other, and maybe they're getting some hate, but they're also hating each other, and that's
awesome. What were they saying about that clip though? Were people like actually trying to break down your logic, be like, well, it's not correct. Some women do date shorter men.
Here's the thing that I've learned, and I don't do this all the time, but I try not to read the comments because I know that the comments will make me upset, and then I'm going to like get drawn into it, and if I start like getting in there and all that stuff, like, that's not a good idea. But I'll just check to see, are they getting a lot of comments, and then I'll just read I'll read one just to be like, you're wrong, and I'll be like, yes, I did the right thing. All right, because that's what I want. It's crazy because I doing something funny is nice. Doing something controversial is much better. So, you know, I'll try to put that out there. So, I mean, so even though like, yeah, people are like hating on your shit, it's kind of weird because, you know, that just gets more people involved and more people want to watch it. And like, I mean, you know, like all these people who are getting canceled, before they get canceled, they get 5 million views. Okay.
They
so
do.
That's
remember
true.
That.
That's true.
They do. Remember that. They do. Okay. You want the 5 million views. So, I mean, I don't know, Fumi, what you think about that, you know?
Yeah, it's funny because like fucking the bit I post about like how you don't see a lot of Asian males because they're like working and they're not home, so they can't fuck their kids' friends. That's the logic. It's stupid.
Yeah.
So classic Fumi bit.
Airtight.
But like
airtight. Supreme Court level logic.
They're like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. And then they're like, what about Jav? And I was like, Jav doesn't count because I'm talking about Asian American MILFs. Of course, there's Jav is Japanese adult video for people.
I'm with you. Don't worry. I'm with you.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Way ahead of you.
It's funny because, you know, to Mike's point, like I got upset and I was getting so mad. I'm like, why can't you sit back and enjoy this joke? Like, obviously, like there are exceptions. Also, like, everybody on this platform is 14. I was born in the 80s. I have been watching porn longer than you've been alive. So fuck you. Like, you think you know about MILFs than me? No, you fucking don't. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I have a PhD in MILFs, yeah.
Dude,
so yeah, I did get angry about that.
It's crazy. Like the one I did, the joke I did that blew up on TikTok that was controversial was some harmless one thing like, this one. The Muslims in America are full of shit because they'll drink, they'll fuck, and then you offer them some pepperoni. They're like, I believe in the Quran. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I posted that and you already know what the fuck happened, right?
Yes.
Because those scimitar dudes with IG were like, you know? Right? They found it. And it was like Ragnarok, my guy. It was like 8,000 Husseins and Hassan 403. And dude, what is with like troll accounts and them doing 19 numbers at the end of their name?
Yeah,
it's like,
oh my God,
I'm Mohammed 3465612345. What the fuck? And it was like people go, you're going to hell, fuck you. When some of them Arabic hate, blah. I think it got so big that like the Ayatollah Khomeini from Iran who runs it, it's like, what the fuck is this?
I was just here to watch dance videos and this shit pops up. I was just like, learn how to this thing, you know? Fuck.
He's just trying to learn,
you know?
And he's typing on an iPhone, you know, he's like, what the fuck is this? You know? So that people went crazy on it. But I gained like what, like 10,000 followers. Like TikTok, the rewards are great. It's, you're playing with some fucking house money, bro. One clip goes huge, you'll get like fucking like followers up the wazoo, you know?
The way to think about it is like, you know, I used to work in customer service a lot, right? And in customer service, you could be doing like 99% right and then 1% wrong. And that 1% wrong you did, like those people are really vocal. You know what I'm saying? So it's like what you're trying to do is, you're the waiter and you're trying to like help make all these people happy. And one person hates you and you like you fucked up their salad order and you didn't get ranch dressing when they want a ranch dressing. And they're just like fucking tearing into you. Fuck you. I can't believe you have this job. But everybody else sees that and is like, they're not jumping in to help you, but they're going to give you a little tip because they're like, you know what? He did a good job. I'm going to give him a little tip because I feel bad, but I'm not going to jump into this craziness. You know what I'm saying?
Although I think it's like also 14-year-olds. So what happened is when we were growing up, 14-year-olds, you'd said something and then someone would hit you. Remember that? Like you'd say anything. You'd be like, hey, Asian MILFs. And then they'd hit you in the head. Stop.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh shit. But there's no Italian dad to hit you right now in this culture. So what you happen is all these kids running amok with opinions and ideas and no empathy because kids don't have any empathy. They have no regard for human life, right? So
they do
is go straight for what they think. And the stuff that comes out, dude, because now you got black 14-year-olds who are also 14, but they're also hilarious, you know? So you got hilarious 14-year-old black kids destroying you. And it's brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
One guy said I had a goofy ass neck, and I think about it every day, dude. What do you mean goofy?
I mean, now that once you say it, you can't unsee it.
I'm like, you do. I
mean, you're absolutely right.
Now he just wears turtlenecks for the rest of his career.
Oh my god! You know, thank you, Kendrick Fan 17. You know that was crazy. But here's the thing.
Right. You're getting your ass handed by a guy named Minecraft 69. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, exactly.
We are back with everybody's favorite segment. It is Das Race News. This is, you know what? I got this because I was listening to Mango Bay, Usama's podcast, and you guys were talking a little bit about this. I don't think it was this article, but you were talking about this topic in general. So I don't know if you guys know, but J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, recently, her and a couple other academics, what do they do? They like fucking, I wrote this down somewhere. They signed some sort of petition or something.
They wrote a letter. They wrote an open letter.
Well, and
it was published in Harper's.
I don't know anything.
And they criticized cancel culture.
J.K. Rowling was on a roller coaster. and it was thunderstorm outside.
So a bunch of people like co-signed it. So like people like Noam Chomsky and Malcolm Gladwell and herself and they're kind of like they listed all these points about like, you know, this is why cancel culture is bad. People are getting fired. People are losing their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. We need to like, they were kind of like canceling cancel culture or whatever. I don't know how it works. Yes. So
it says here, The signatories welcomed the needed reckoning on racial and social justice, but argued that it has intensified a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments that tend to weaken our norms of open debate. And people are getting mad because she had gotten in trouble for saying some transphobic things earlier on this year. And I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I think comedians in general, I think most of us are against cancel culture. Some people are not. I will say that what I envy about those like right wing people who are constantly on the social media saying racist shit, you know, there's a lot of videos coming out of like some white guys saying the N-word or whatever it is. It is crazy that they don't give a fuck about being taped and stuff because they can't get fired. You know, like at their job, they're just like, that's just Al being Al. Come on back. Like that is a privilege that those guys have that like, you know, where it's like Usama said one thing that gets misinterpreted, he loses his entire career. You know, but
which
guy
he
goes
says
all the way
a lot of stuff like that. So it's only a matter of time. We wanted to have one last interview before you got canceled.
Yes.
I love J.K. Rowling's post book career. Point. You know, books are fine, but her points. Now that's where the real stuff is, dude. It's insane. You know why they don't get canceled? Because those right wing guys, say what you will, they're pretty consistent. People will fuck with consistency a lot more. Why do you think Trump couldn't get fired for the pussy grabbing thing? Because it's so Trump. It's not like it wasn't Trump. You think Bernie Sanders would have survived the same thing? No way. because right. Bernie Sanders stands on a different platform. If you were consistent, two things people don't realize will make you likable no matter what: consistency and being funny. And Trump is both those things. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And these right-wing people are both those things. Like they are so themselves that it's actually has integrity. And liberals try to be so woke that we're obviously going to be not woke in one thing because we haven't done the reading. And they're going to say POC instead of BIPOC. And then everyone's going to be like, well, you're a Nazi, you know?
Yeah, that kind of shit. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I feel you're right with the consistency. I feel if there was a video of Trump like being loyal to his wife, he would lose all credibility.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this shit? Forget the Mueller report, okay? If there's a letter, if there's a love letter from Trump to his wife, he's done. Did you see this letter? He called her his sweetheart. That's insane. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. You know, Melania, a great casserole today. They're like, what the fuck
what
are
the
you?
What the fuck is this shit? You're canceled, Trump. That's so true. I don't know. I mean, yeah. What do you think about this whole like thing? I've been reading back and forth different things about cancel culture. This, I think, you know, Fumi, you got a point where it's like only some people can be canceled. It is kind of like only liberal people can be canceled.
It hurts us. We're the one playing the game, and it only hurts us. So like, right, that's what's so confusing.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, I remember on AGT, that lawyer came at me, and they gave me like, you know, like, hey, cancel. Can you delete this one? Delete this one. This one you say cunt, it's not cool. This one you say bitch a lot. Can you please? And one of them was like 2011, 2012, bro. It was like, she was like, here it says this thing you wrote text that just said like when you're waiting for your girl to turn 18 so you can smash. And I'm like,
there's some like, is there like a lawyer who's going through all these?
It's a lawyer. She's like, you know? She's like a cute lady who's like, you say cunt a lot here.
Yeah. I went to Harvard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and this is what she's doing.
We learned this is bad at Harvard.
I believe the term is not smash. It is make love. Okay.
So what happened? Did you delete that shit?
So I deleted it. But here's the thing. I looked at the, I was like, why would I write that? What the? And she's like trying to be not judgmental, but I know she is. She's like, well, you know, you were a different person. But I'm like, no, I was never a person who would be down with this. So I look at, I find it. Y'all remember Tyga?
Yes, Tyga. How she was
grooming Kylie from when she was like 15.
Yes.
It's a picture of Tyga doing this.
Oh.
You know?
But it's a meme.
If you don't know Tyga, all you see is opinions that I have. You see what I'm saying? Like, so if you don't know Tyga, you think that that's what I just believe.
Right.
She didn't know who Tyga was. And so she was like, oh, I guess he's just a pedophile, you know? So that
didn't help Harvard.
It didn't help you at all.
You really fit in well at Harvard, apparently. You know.
Well, I guess we'll see. I don't know if cancel culture is going to be canceled. It doesn't. I mean, let's find some cancel culture. Let's see what cancel culture said in 2012, and then we can cancel culture. Okay, was cancel culture trying to smash, you know, underage people at the time?
That's the only way we can cancel.
Find cancel culture's old Tumblr.
We got a jailbait 2020.
Yo, listen, how young is too young? Fire off in the comments.
Dude, all right, it's your boy cancel culture. What's good, follow my Tumblr, follow my blog. Okay, I got all sorts of crazy shit, you know. And
if you're 13, hit me up.
I also got a Twitch stream where I'm playing a lot of Witcher 3, you know. What's good? I also do think it's kind of weird because like, yes, like JK Rowling, she hasn't been canceled, right? She's still getting those checks. Those checks are not canceled. Those checks still say paid in full. You know what I'm saying? So I think, it's like, eh, you
did,
know.
Did
like,
you
yeah,
quote?
She's getting some static. You know, she's getting some static on Twitter. And it's like, oh, no, now I'm not like that funny on Twitter or I guess whatever. But I guess I'll just have to chill in my multiple villas and all my, yeah. You know what I'm saying? All of my many properties, which are still thriving like crazy, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Usama, did you quote this in your podcast? It was Tim Dillon had this tweet that was like, you can't cancel people you don't support or something like that.
Right, exactly.
Like people who have their own fan base, you can't cancel them. So
that was P who did it. Yeah, exactly. It was he has his fans. You can't cancel Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan can say the N-word and then you get more fans. You know what I'm saying? Like his fans know who he is. Yeah, I mean, first of all, he has that racist subsection. But you have so many fans. They love you because you're not part of the industry. They love you because of the things that you do. So as long as you stay consistent, that's the main thing. Stay consistent and you'll get fans. Be you Trump, be you Rogan, be you Rowling. Here's the thing with Rowling. She wasn't consistent. She looked like someone who talked like someone who was very accepting, calling Dumbledore gay and stuff, you know? But it's like, you're not playing to your own values. If you play to your own shit and always be consistent in your values, you're only going to get more people and you're going to become uncancelable, I think.
So me and Mike, I think Mike and I, we just have to consistently be racist.
Yes.
That's the only way
We're always guessing. Yeah. Thank you, Osama. Welcome back from Pakistan. I have no idea where you're from. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, actually, there you go. Actually, speaking of being racist, we got a great racist game planned for you.
Let's do it.
This game. We haven't done games in a while, but we thought we'd bring it back.
The N-word. That's the game.
Do it.
Guys, this game is called Usama or Osama. And the game is, who said the following quote? A brown comic or an actual terrorist? That is the name of the game.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. By the way, before we start this game, sidebar, you changed your Instagram handle from Usama Bin Laden to Usama Stand Up. What happened? What happened, boy?
NBC got me, bro.
Was that Harvard
what
lawyer?
What do you mean? Yeah. Really?
So you did have a little tagline on the bottom right corner of your while you're doing your set on the show.
Yeah,
that's a little much, the Bin Laden part. But I'm like,
would have been so funny to have that on America's Got Talent. Osama Bin Laden. Oh my God.
I mean, think about the set that I did. It's a brown dude on primetime television talking about open relationship. I mean, a lot of things were crossed.
It's too much.
It's a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I talk about open relationship. That means you're fucking multiple people on national TV. That's crazy to me.
That
was able to be done. So I was like, all right, I have the account, still the name. I still have it. And after the show, I'm going to put it back up.
Okay.
Before I got it back though, someone scooped it up. So like what happened was, dude, I took off my name. I forgot to hold it down. Some guy hit me up. He was like, hey man, I got your account. And then I look at his account. His avatar is like a SpongeBob. And his name is like, That's the worst one.
A SpongeBob. Oh my God.
You know the one where his nose is long and his eyes are.
That's the one.
I know that one. I know what you're talking about.
That's the 12-year-old troll. Yeah.
That's a 12-year-old alt-right kid. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, no. Oh! And then he's like, "Love your pod. Let me know when you want to change it. Love ya." And so we figured it out.
He's a fan. He got it for you. That's so funny. Oh God! All right, so I'm gonna read some quotes, and you're gonna tell me if this was said by a brown comedian or if it was said by an actual terrorist. And now we're being inclusive on Asian on Asian. We are racist, but we are inclusive. So when we say terrorist, we're not talking just brown terrorists. We're talking white terrorists as well. So open up your mind, people listening. Here we go. Who said this? Allahu Akbar. ... Am I right?
I feel like these could be both, honestly. The least funny brown comedian or the funniest ISIS member. I would say brown comedian for sure.
Yes, it was you. Yeah. No, I heard it at some open mic. So yes, that's correct. Yes. That's correct. Who said this? America has been hit by Allah at its most vulnerable point, destroying, thank God, its most prestigious buildings.
Oh my God.
Who said that?
Speaking of canceled, this is... Here we go. This is the one.
I didn't make it up.
No. Go ahead.
Somebody said this.
So, okay.
Dig the grave.
Is it a brown comedian or is it my hero? Let's see. I'd say terrorist. That's terrorist as fuck.
That was Osama Bin Laden.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. That was him.
It's a classic Osama bar. Osama bar.
That's Hasan Minhaj for sure.
That's Hasan Minhaj.
Hasan quote, dude. Oh my God.
Okay, wait. Who said this? I have no choice. I am not in the position to alone go into the ghetto and fight. I chose Charleston. Okay, I can't read this whole thing.
As soon as you read Charleston, you're just like, okay, that's it. That's good.
These are also very easy. You're like, all right, who said this? I'm a comedian. You know, who's that bitch? Death to America. That's, yeah, I mean,
well, you know, believe it or not, there wasn't a lot of overlap. You know, there weren't a lot of like silly terrorists. You know? Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh gosh, thank you very much. Yeah,
and I think this reminded us why we stopped doing games. But thank you, Sama. Thank you for playing. I think you won.
I won.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
The only way I ever win is if America dies. That's the only way I ever win.
All right, Usama, thank you so much for joining us. Always such a great time having you on. Where can our fans find you, and what do you want them to do for AGT to keep on the show?
Thank y'all so much. Love y'all so much. Hit me up on IG at Usama Stands Up. I know it's not the fun one. USAMASTANDSUP. Also follow my podcast, mine and my boy P's podcast, Your Mango Bay, YourMangoBae. Follow my boy Pranav, my guy. PRANAHAHA. And then the voting will start. I'll let everyone know online. So fucking just stay tuned.
Hell yeah. Sick. And you can also find us on the internet. Don't cancel us, but we're on there at Asian.AsianPod. I'm also on there on all accounts. Check out my TikTok at TheFumiAbe. That's TheFumiAbe.
And you can find me on Instagram at NicePantsBro.
Please come to our weekly comedy show on Zoom. It is called Hack City Comedy. Just go to Asian.AsianPod.com for tickets. It is free. It happens every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Next week, I don't know who's on the show, but it's different every time. It's going to be amazing. Usama just did it. He killed it. So it's a great time, honestly. And I know we're opening up, but we really shouldn't be going outside. So please join us on Zoom. And if you're a big fan of the show, always find us on Patreon. Patreon.com/Asian.AsianPod.com. And you get a racist shout out. And by racist, we mean we guess your ethnicity by guessing what kind of thing you are by your last name. That English was not very good.
That's perfect. Don't change it. Don't change a single word.
Not going to edit a single thing. I'm staying consistent.
Consistency.
My English don't make no sense. Okay. So anyways, I think that's a show. This was so much fucking fun. Thank you so much, Usama, for joining us. We hope to see you again in New York soon. And we're going to do like an outdoor thing soon.
Yeah.
Once me and Mike get our shit together, so maybe you can join us, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, man. Much love. Love y'all.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. All right. Bye.
See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
And it is time to give shout outs to our newest Patreon subscribers. If you don't know what we're talking about, you can find us on patreon.com/asian.asianpod, and you can give a monthly contribution and get cool stuff like a shout out on the podcast. We slide into your DMs. You can pitch race news, all kinds of stuff. And we have merch coming at you soon. So definitely join us on the Patreon. So here we go. We haven't done this in a while. It is July, and so these are all the July people. Here we go. Are we ready?
Yeah.
God damn, we have a lot. So we got to speed through these. We got a lot. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go.
J Horita. Horita. This is Japanese, I think.
Horita. Oh, interesting. I was going to say that, because it also sounds kind of like Mexican. I'm going to say Mexican.
Does.
I'm going to say it's Mexican? Fuck it.
Oh, shit. I'm going to say Japanese. Jay, tell us who is right. Then we got Ami Amaki. That is Japanese as fuck.
Damn, sad. That's Japanese as fuck.
We got Yumiko Dunton. D-U-N-T-O-N.
Holy shit. This person, Yumiko, Japanese, right? That's a Japanese first name.
But maybe married.
Yes, I'm getting kind of like she married her PhD advisor vibe. Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah. Professor Dunton, I'll do anything.
Professor Dunton. Oh, let me show you the ways of the blossom. I don't know.
Okay, we got Wen Wang, W-A-N-G. That's Chinese as fuck.
That's so Chinese. Holy crap, this person's a panda. Go ahead.
Then we got Philip Nokio, N-O-K-E-O.
N-O-K-E-O. Nokio. Nokio.
That sounds Japanese, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. This is like, it's like... Oh,
Filipino, maybe.
Nokio. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to say Filipino. Screw it.
Filipino. Then we got Adrian Francisco.
That is Filipino. And you're right. That's one of my buddies. How's it going, Adrian?
Yeah.
Sue is very, very, yes, very Filipino. Filipina.
Thank you for your $5. Then we got a lot more. Then we got N. This person's not a name. NKGWM. This sounds like the second son of Elon Musk. I don't know what the fuck this is.
NKGWM. This is an algorithm. Thank you much, very much, algorithm. Yes.
Thank you. We love algorithms. Thank you. Then we got Vincent Xiao, X-I-A-O.
Anything with an X, that's Chinese, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Chinese as fuck. Then we just got David, who I believe is from the Bible. So perhaps an Israelite. Thank you to the Hebrews.
Shout to the Hebrews.
Then we got Kathy Davenport Lee. We know her because she comes to Hack
City.
She's a
shouts.
White woman married to an Asian person. Shouts. Thank you for your money. Then we got Vincent Lee.
And we would have only known that because she comes on the show. Yeah. Vincent Lee?
Yeah. We got Vincent Lee, but with L-E. I think that's Viet.
That's Viet. Vincent. What's up? What's up, Lay? Sometimes it's pronounced Lay.
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 And then three more. We got just Danny. D-A-N-I.
I want to say Italian, okay? Danny. Such an Italian name.
Danny.
So Italian.
Hey,
what's up going on, hey, Danny?
This next person, I don't even know if this is a real name. This person's name is Viral, like the virus. Viral Kotecha. K-O-T-E-C-H-A.
That's a sick name, dude. That's I think this person is from the, you know, the band, The Internet?
Yes.
Yes. I think this person's from the band, The Internet, you know? So
what is that? What's that gang called? Aren't they called like Wolfgang, OMW?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The rap collective, Tyler the Creator. Yes. It's Tyler the Creator featuring Viral
Kotecha.
Whoa. That's a fire track.
Whoa. And finally we have Vanessa N-G-H-I-E-M. This sounds like a mix between a Vietnamese and Chinese last name or something.
Huh.
N-G-H-I-E-M.
N-G-H-I-E-M. Yeah, Nghiêm. Yeah, that's Vietnamese. Yeah, I mean, if you don't know if it's got too many consonants, that's Vietnamese, my friend. You know? Shouts.
That is. Oh, man.
We have to put all those consonants right next to each other. You know? Why not?
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, that's our that wraps up our Patreon subscribers for this month. Thank you again so much. We love you guys. And if you donated $10 or more, we will be sliding into your DMs immediately. So look out for that. Send us your Instagram handles. We love you. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.